We all want to fring sometimes. Think about numbers and the power of the tiny decimal. Fring. And so, the numbers man self-diagnosed, I have a severe case of decimalitis. The fear of divisible, decimal reduction, general to particular, premise to conclusion. There is a cure, but I'll need to procure ledgers, receipts, and pages. Recorded proof of correct method accounting, amounting to value of bills and assignments. Decimalitis, they say, never heard of it, don't believe it exists. Oh, it exists all right, the numbers man says. Take a look at the void in my wallet. He regards the compassable conclusion, underhanded austerity brought on by betrayal of an unbalanced budget. Wailsome symptomatic allotment syndrome, or too much splendiferous spending. It's the decimal, the numbers man reminds himself. Thinly marked speckled conniver. Won't stay in one place, jostles the space 10 times the unit next smaller. Demultiplying possible hundreds and thousands, even millions, even trillions, even zillions, period. Changing numbers in a numbers world. He feels feverish. Every time he thinks he has a 20, it turns out to be $2. Yo, he concludes, its decimal scuttlebutt kicking, moving swerve in its mingling thing, hot shot snotty jot, faster than other rebels zing, pesky pointed frantic little antics, control big, my checkbook, spreadsheets, and columns. You appear like a rash depleting my cash, leaving me with this condition untimely. Suddenly, circumstance pounds on the door he hadn't locked before, and in walks recurring decimal. Saving grace, erasing ill trace, sans third power infinity. Fat chance had become the skinny of the windfall he was enjoying receiving. The sharp science of new whole numbers enraptured his belief in relieving. His eyes beheld a serious addition of zeros, fracturing the action of decimal and fraction, and just like that, he recovered from decimalitis. They say he did the joy jump and decimal danced, regaining his enriching awareness, performing bold in a numbers world. Oh, decibel, I love you, he underlines his lips. Fact is, I'm no longer sick, and you are percentage-wise doable. A mild case, he assures his flushed face in a mirror as he plunges temptation's check in his wallet. Thinking most back, it was the scarce funds attack that comes from too much remaindering. Fring, blinkety blink, fring, the trick is not to dot I in the decimal. Rocking impact beyond words, I'm packed.